Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Please help me. Hey, good afternoon, everybody here in the East Coast. Morning, everybody elsewhere to the West. And God bless you if you're having a great day, or God bless you, particularly if you're not having a great day. Hey, this is Mitch setting in for Jim Fetzer today. Jim has a some legal business to take care of that he's working on. So I'm going to sit in today and guest host on this Halloween weekend. Just be careful when you're out there on the roads of all the little folks out there dressed up in their costumes. The scariest one may be the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris costume. Yeah, gosh, I know it scared America to hell and back. So let's get over here, get the news and information that you deserve. Of course, the breaking news this morning of a break-in at the Pelosi residence in San Francisco, where Paul Pelosi was attacked and beat. The suspect is in custody. It is reported by CNN, so take it for what you want, you know, take it with a grain of salt, I should say, that Paul Pelosi was attacked with a hammer, okay? He was taken to the hospital. He's been treated. Expect full recovery expected. No details that I can see. Of course, there's speculations already on the motivations of whoever attacked Paul Pelosi in his home. And, you know, here's the problem. Paul Pelosi is the king of his castle. If someone broke into his house and beat him with a hammer, and he may or may not have had a chance to protect himself using the Second Amendment. Okay. So, anyway, the 82-year-old speaker's husband was battered with a hammer, blunt force trauma to the head and body in a targeted 2 a.m. break-in in their $6 million San Francisco mansion. Now, here's the problem. Did they break into it because they knew it was Pelosi's? Or did the idiots not realize who it was and all the commotion that it might have caused? Anyway, let's see. There is no word on who the suspect broke in through the home in at a back entrance. And used a hammer to assault the speaker's husband. No word if Paul Pelosi went to confront the person who broke into the house. He's being treated at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital. What the hell is that? Oh, yeah. Anyway, for bruising, severe swelling, and other injuries. Let's see. 2021, last year, a pig's head was left outside the garage door. Of course, then they donated money to Antifa, and they didn't have any more problems. I don't know. It's sheer crazy. It's idiocracy. Of course, Marco Rubio, one of his supporters, was attacked recently in Florida. Adam Kinzinger says he's received death threats, and well, so has Donald Trump. I think every person that puts themselves out there in the public arena is going to receive a death threat from some right wing or some left wing lunatic. I think there's more than enough to go around, and all of this posturing about whether it's a liberal or conservative problem, I think that's really kind of immaterial. The problem is people have stopped reasoning, accommodating, negotiating, living with the freedoms that others have. And it's the freedom of thought that is transformed into the freedom of speech that is really at risk here. I mean, Democrats don't really care about the Constitution or the rule of law. They only want to do what they want to do, what they want to get done. And everybody must acquiesce. Everybody must just sit down and be quiet. Everybody must post gender preferred pronouns on their stuff, okay? Yeah, listen, screw them. You know, if they want to do stuff like that, well, you know, my gender pronouns are asshole and mother effer, okay? Preferred gender pronouns? You're either a boy or a girl. You're a man or a woman. Let's not confuse science with hyperbole, with psychiatry, because science and the science of psychiatry versus the science of physical things, you know, like rocks and metals and desks. You know, microphones, I mean, literally everything. So, that's science versus the science of psychology and psychiatry, transforming the metaphysical, transforming those words and images in somebody's brain into manifesting in something that is literally, it's real. It's amazing, but the technology that we have today has been found to be able to do that. Yes. Let me see. There was a something there. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Let me see that. Anyway, that's right. Malaya in the Revolution Radio chat room. The speed of science. You know, the speed of science is about as fast as a glacier moves, in all honesty. And I'll tell you what, the speed of science that they use to bring forth these COVID vaccine death shots, because that is exactly what they are. You know, they are essentially untested, weaponized versions of experiments. Yeah. Hey, good afternoon, everybody over there in the chat room. I see Mace139, Dry Fly Guy, Popsicle Toes. Yeah, Malaya's there in the house. Yeah, Dry Fly Guy. Did I say Dry Fly Guy? I'm not sure. Anyway, so yeah, I hope y'all are having a great day. There's Fleeced and ouch. Only women can get pregnant. PayPal balance minus $2,500. I'm the ghost. I ghosted PayPal. You know, that's what I did. I made an account. I have my account on PayPal, but I do no business on PayPal. Nothing. Nowhere. Nada. Nothing. And let PayPal try to put me under a contractual agreement to limit my First Amendment rights. And I don't even essentially use it. It's just sitting there. I do not believe that will hold up in court. And, you know, screw PayPal. So, you know, I have no accounts or anything attached to PayPal. That's the other thing. Okay. Where are they going to bill it to? Huh? They going to send me a bill? Dear Mr. Boop, you insulted the LGBTQ community of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And we want you to pay reparations to them. And we're going to take the money out of your account. Yeah, I don't really think there's too many open gays and lesbians in Saudi Arabia. Mostly because they would be trying to learn to fly. But then again, that is, you know, one of the allies of these leftist, progressive leftists. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you, young voters. MIA as the flocks, as people, as the base of the political parties rush in to vote early. Young people have looked at what Joe Biden has done, and they cannot believe that they actually voted for this. In fact, one of the biggest memes and biggest things that is going on in Pennsylvania today is the John Fetterman blame game. Yeah, whoever let John Fetterman get up there and do a debate, they should be fired. My God. You know, the even Democrats are saying, oh my God, what in the hell? Is this the best we got? What? Yeah, Fetterstein? He's the best we got? Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. John Fetterman's the best we got. Poor Democrats. Poor Democrats. Yes, they came home to roost. And what the hell happened? anyway, yes, and of course, if you haven't heard, I know Jim would be talking about Elon Musk walking into Twitter and essentially telling the pulling a Donald Trump and essentially going to the CFO's office and others and say, "You're fired." Yes. You know, he said, "Pack your shit. Get never mind here. Security. Security." Yeah. "Hey, can we get their shit out the door?" Anyway, it's sheer idiocracy. Meanwhile, the rank and file employees at Twitter have made commands and demands on Elon Musk to protect the benefits and other stuff. Even after they say, "F you, we quit. We just leave and we don't want nothing, blah, blah, blah," you know, just split. Yeah. In fact, if you haven't noticed, we're still waiting. You know, it'll soon be, you know, more than 24 hours that Elon Musk has officially taken over Twitter. And we're still waiting for the meathead and others that claimed, "If Elon Musk buys Twitter, I'm leaving. I'm getting off the platform." Hey, Rob Reiner, still the meathead. Get that for you. Rob, have you canceled your Twitter account yet, Rob Reiner? Let's see. Has Rob Reiner, he hasn't moved out of the United States either, remember? Remember all those empty threats that liberals made? "I'm going to move to Canada if Donald Trump gets elected." Ben, I'm telling you, I'm still waiting. Can't you dumb sons of bitches do what you say? I guess it just goes to show again and again, you know, how stupid it really is today. Yeah. Anyway, it is a strange world we live in. Got some breaking news here for you from George Webb. Yes, George Webb's the Chinese spokesman, pushed the coronavirus theory that the U.S. Army brought the epidemic to Wuhan. Well, you know, thinking about it and looking back, you have Ukrainian Igor Kolominsky was the most likely suspect to spread the coronavirus. You know, and that's another question, you know, is the Ukraine war and people pushing it right now, is it literally a bioweapons cleanup and distraction for the masses of, well, brain compromised individuals? Wow. So, you know, that was circulated. That information is making circles again. In all honesty, I see here on Twitter itself that evidently all of those who were banned permanently on Twitter seem to now have been put back. The Babylon Bee, that sarcastic, satirical newspaper that prints essentially of fake news stories that just mock the establishment. They're back on Twitter with the story, 99% of Americans support sending Mitt Romney to fight in Ukraine. Hell, I support that. I mean, with his magic underwear, it ought to be like a shield, right? It ought to be a big, big shield. In all honesty, ladies and gentlemen, it's it's sheer crazy. Let's see. Just trying to parse through a few headlines here and see what we have going on. We got about 5 minutes to the break. I'm surely, you know, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Hell, might as well open them up at the bottom of the break. Let's see. So give us a call then, 540-352-4452. Employees brace for mass layoffs. If you love free speech, you might want to apply at Twitter. They will be hiring open-minded people. Kion West, can somebody just say their name? Kion West is back on Twitter. Hey, look. Oh, boy, that was fast. There's Bruce in Texas giving us a ring ring. Hey, there's Bruce. Howdy, Bruce.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Bruce.
There's
the ship. He's filing an appeal. And so he had to, do that today. So he was working on that and getting that done and getting that in, I believe.
Okay.
As a deadline.
Yeah, I'm going to have to probably move because I got wind noise. I call on the job.
Okay. I understand. So, it happens.
And so I'm going to kick this out at you, and then I'm going to go ahead and move somewhere quieter. You know, okay. Putin gave a three-hour talk the other day. I think it was Wednesday. Took questions. They seemed like they were, you know, unscripted. And the man's just on his game. He's intelligent. He's eloquent. He has command of the issues. Man, it's just such a stark contrast to Joe Biden, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. We cut out right at the stark contrast to Joe Biden. I didn't know if that was the end of it. Bug myself. But
yeah, and
go ahead.
Okay, it's a little bit better now. I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, you dropped out for a second.
Did I? Okay, no, I had it on mute. The noise was too loud. A poll that there was a poll that, you know, would you rather have Putin or Biden as president? And I think Putin polled above Biden. How did this guy get elected? He was cheated in the office. There's no other way around it.
Well, if you hide in the basement and you depend on hate, you know, and not, you know, go out and campaign to do something, just campaign that the other guy's no good and you hate him. You know, that's the basis of our political system today. Vote for me because you hate the other guy. It's not vote for me because, look, we're going to try to fix the system. This is what we're going to try to do. And if I don't do it, just kick me the hell out. No politicians do that today.
Hmm.
We got about a minute.
They're the merchants of hate. You know, everything they label as hate speech is basically truth speech.
It
sure is. And what do you think about the upcoming midterm elections?
It's going to be
are they going to cheat? Think so?
Yeah. Democrats are already working on damage control, and they're trying to point to it being stolen. So they're, you know, I expect them to bring out the stormtroopers, you know, after they lose the election, after they lose the House and lose the Senate, that I expect the Democrats to scream that it was rigged and the stormtroopers will come out of the woodwork. We're going to break here. You want to hang on, Bruce? You're more than welcome.
Yeah, hang on.
All right. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. It's the raw deal with Mitch and Bruce. And give us a call. You can join us too. 540-352-4452.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of a library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mitch sitting in for James Fetzer, as Jim had some legal business to do today. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and let's get the straight truth, because it is a raw deal. We get the short end of the stick, or the shit end of the stick. So be careful when you grab it. What is on the handle? Always wear gloves. That's what I would tell you. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. So, Bruce, what do you think about Elon Musk buying Twitter?
Did you see the memes that went out? Paul Joseph Watson did a story on InfoWars on it. I used to go to 4chan a lot and participate and shake the tree, but I no longer do that. It's just too time consuming in my day. But he posted some memes there that Elon Musk at a conference table with a bunch of crying blue hairs, soy boys. he's making them go to work. Can you imagine that? And he said, if you want to pretend to work, go somewhere else. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
but he he's also playing both sides, supporting the Ukraine, and he's going to put his Starlink over Iran so they can access their propaganda, the mind control, This whole thing in Iran, I see it as just their George Floyd moment.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
In a way. It certainly is.
The same playbook, and they manipulate emotions. These people, they must have social a big media. Group of psychologists.
Yeah. Well, they've been using social media uprisings, these color revolutions, and that's why that's one of the big reasons why Russia invaded Ukraine. It was in January of this year. We, the United States, NATO, and our CIA tried to use and force a color revolution in Kazakhstan. And Russia had to send in troops and quell it. And, it wasn't but the next month when Russia went into Ukraine. And, we have to remember, we were negotiating with Russia during that time while we're, trying to use nefarious methods to overthrow and to socially manipulate entire populations. That's why, Putin just, knows there is no negotiating with people who never negotiate in faith. I don't think that our government can negotiate in faith. What do you think?
Yeah, John Bolton himself admitted.
You're not part American Indian, are you?
Me? I'm part Apache.
See? Yeah. hell, what kind of deal they make with y'all?
Bunch of promises they never keep.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, before we go on further, I tried listening on the website at revolution.radio, and I wasn't hearing anything. I could be my software, my browser.
Uh-huh.
So I went and used the call to listen number. So just want to let you know that maybe you're not going out. I don't know. Something to check.
Well, I'll check on it right now. Oh, wait a minute. I need to... I need to stop what I was doing. I'm so used to
get some feedback
in
from chat.
Well, I'm used to going into Studio A, and I don't, for my show, because I do my Monday through Friday morning show. And,
I don't even, this is the only show I listen to. What's the name of your show?
The Revolution in the Morning.
Revolution in the Morning, okay.
8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. I try to bring the heat. That's what I'll tell you. Here. Find my program here. Okay. Let's connect over here.
Well, while you're doing that, there's Elon Musk is in the news, and also there's Kanye West. And every day on the evening news, on the on NBC with Lester Holt, they hit him. And then on the local news, too, and the local Fox affiliate here in Houston, just like in San Antonio, where I used to live, it's owned by Sinclair Communications.
Yeah.
And the general manager or the CEO of Sinclair's is an Israeli dual citizen. And they are hammering him. They had on Jonathan Greenblatt stating that he's stoking anti-Semitism, and there's been like 100% increase in anti-Semitic attacks, and we can't tolerate this. They're piling on the guy. And even though I don't really like his lifestyle, his music, or anything of the sort, you know, I feel like he's doing the right thing. But Candace Owens should have kind of like cautioned him before he took the dive.
Well, you know, if you could say, you know, get woke and go broke, you know, when you become aware, you become rare, as in they essentially try to terminate you. You know, you're never seen anywhere. You know, if you're aware, you know, that's the thing. You know, if you're woke and you're speaking their liberal lingo, you know, you're just fine. But if you're aware and you're seeing through the psychological concepts and tropes that they're using to screw all of our brains sideways, if you can see through that, I guess a better description is ghost you. They try to ghost you from everywhere because they do not want that to become contagious in the masses of asses, because they have people are so susceptible to suggestion that.
Right, it's all psychology. It's all psychology. They need to dominate. And even quite obvious that they've proven his point. They've proven his point by just doing this. They don't care. It's that serious of a matter to them to shut down any voice that exposes them. They're same thing with Alex Jones, even though he doesn't say the JQ. He does everything but, and that's enough. You know, points out their actions, and at least you know they're still going strong. I'm not sure. You know, they say that Alex Jones is a psyop or whatever. He might have made some deals, but I don't think the whole campaign to shut him down is fake. I think they do want him, especially after this COVID and the election. You know,
yeah.
Going back to Trump. You know, he was instrumental in getting Trump elected.
I think so. Because he really got the port. Trump was really then got his street credentials for, you know, going against the system, you know, essentially, you know, from, you know, Alex Jones and alternative media. Because, you know, big media was just really, you know, completely silent. So, yeah, we...
Right, aside from Tucker.
Yeah.
And Tucker's another target on their list.
Well, you know, today our media is essentially so corrupted. It's so... We don't know. One, if, you know, if something is really real or if it's honest or if it's taken out of context. And we have so much information and so much data, you know, and the intelligence and the counterintelligence operations, and then just people spoofing or people catfishing and people just, or other people just screwing around being, making a mockery of everybody and everything as they pick up some wild silly conspiracy tune, and they, you know, play it to the hilt, and everybody goes along with it. So, you know, I think it's really hard to figure out what is real, what is honest, what is hyperbole, you know, what the data actually says. And a lot of that is because the government wants to create that ambiguity. You know, like Jim and Alex with Sandy Hook, okay? You know, I'm leaning towards Sandy Hook happened. Here's the thing. I wasn't there. And there is so much data and information on both sides of the arguments about Sandy Hook, okay? And it becomes so polarizing. It's not the event anymore. It has become the cleanup and the aftermath and the spin that comes out of events, whether they're real or false flag. And it is that spin and the way they, you know, it's Sandy Hook, the real critical thing is the complete and utter failure of the school systems to act after, you know, Adam Lanza. What was the guy out in Colorado? Anyway, the killer, the high school kids out in Colorado that did, you know, it should have been that after that, people should have realized that schools were essentially super soft targets like shopping malls, you know?
Yeah, I got something to lay on you.
Go ahead.
The concern, it ties into what you're talking about. I tried to put it in there with Jim, but he had other topics to discuss. You recall the American sniper, Chris Kyle?
Yeah.
The guy, yeah, with all those kills. Yeah. And he had quite a career going. And he was on Fox News. And he was also in charge. He ran that organization that was seen there at the Boston bombing, that security firm. The name is escaping me at the moment. Maybe somebody can bring it up. The ones with the khaki pants and the tactical boots. Something international. Anyhow, that was his organization. But after Sandy Hook, Chris Kyle totally turned against gun control. And he was teaching school teachers how to defend themselves with firearms. And he was supporting a program to arm teachers. And he fell out of favor with the media after that, okay? And so in February of 2013, he was shot and killed at an exclusive gun range in North Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, George W. Bush belonged to this gun club. There's a gun range and a resort, okay? Very exclusive. And supposedly he had him and another guy were trying to rehab veterans with PTSD. So there was this guy that they were at the gun range where his name, his alleged name is Eddie Ray Roth with a U, R-O-U-T-H. I'm looking at an article here in thesun.com. Now you look at Eddie Ray Roth, he could be a little Semitic. You know, he could have changed his last name from Roth to Roth. All right. And allegedly he executed both Chris Kyle and this other guy. This is right before Boston bombing. And he was quickly convicted in 2013 and sentenced to life in prison. With his article asked, American shooter, where is Chris Kyle's killer, Eddie Ray Roth, now? He's supposed to be in the Texas Department of Corrections. I looked up his name. There's a database you can look up. You type in an inmate's name, and they'll do a search and tell you, you know, what unit he's being held at. I did that a couple of weeks ago. It came up empty. So he's falling off the face of the earth.
Right.
So I have to wonder, did they have Chris Kyle whacked before Boston bombing? Because maybe he was going to get in the way. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, maybe he saw the mayhem. Maybe he was down with it for a while, and then he had a change of heart. I don't, you know. Unless you're in the mind of that person, and that is, you know, that's so tough.
Kraft International. I just remembered his organization, Kraft International.
Yeah.
And their motto was violence solves problems. And it was one of the Kraft International guys that had on the backpack that directly matched the one that was shown as having the explosive in it. Well, the guy has it on before the explosion. And then pictures of the same guy shows him running from the scene without the backpack with the little white triangle on top.
I was looking for something along before you were talking about Chris Kyle and that. And so I went in and looked, and I found the little clip where they're talking about the two guys that were standing there that had the backpack. Black backpack on and their boots and trying to identify them. Anyway, yeah. You know, it's just so much fishy stuff that goes on because they try to run these secretive drills in the middle of real events. So nobody else knows what's going on, but it's a secretive drill. And what happens is the drill goes live. And after the drill goes live, you know, the people that are involved in the drill, they just like, oh, hell, it's a drill, you know, no emergency, you know, let's just everybody go along. And, you know, while there's actual, you know, false flag actors out there that are running the actual drill live. So, you know, we saw that, was it Pam Geller down there in Texas? Was it in Texas where they, the Muslims come down and tried to shoot up the one conference that they had?
Yep, there was a drill going on there.
Yeah.
Go ahead. FEMA was on the ground in New York City in Manhattan. September 10th. As a matter of fact, in one of the videos that was released to FOIA several years afterwards, and I have a copy. By the way, can you take, is your phone number that I have, is that something I can send text messages to you?
Sure.
Okay, maybe I'll send you something once in a while. Well, in this video, you can see FEMA guys standing around looking at the building burning. There's more FEMA guys running in one direction while everybody else is running in another direction. It's really fishy, you know, like these guys were pre-positioned. Yeah. And also there was a line of dump trucks with dirt that came in immediately after the towers collapsed. I think that same night or the day after. It was too fast for them to have ordered it, you know, out of surprise. It's going to collapse when we need to cover up these fires. That was probably a radiation, treatment or response.
It could have had dirt in that had a bunch of dolomite in it. Dolomite will help absorb some of those radioactive emissions, those free radicals and other stuff that's coming off of that.
Right, there was a convoy of them.
That's what they essentially doused Chernobyl in with dolomite.
Really?
Yeah.
But, that's interesting.
They built a big sarcophagus around it and everything, and you know all the like the 90 like at Chernobyl. The 90-some people that initially worked on it, they all died of radiation exposure. So
right, similar to how I mentioned on Wednesday, so many first responders, very high percentage of them had leukemia, breast cancer, bone cancer, you know, all these cancers, and they try to attribute it to asbestos. You know, like, I don't think asbestos causes breast cancer in males.
Well, today, don't forget, nothing causes sudden adult death syndrome.
Right.
People just don't drop over dead. Nah. Say it ain't so.
one of the firefighters had his teeth rot and fall out in the weeks afterwards. All his teeth turned rotten. And that's a consequence of being exposed to radiation. Not asbestos, you know.
Right.
It's really messed up. But I got to jump for a little while, but I'll continue to listen. And hopefully you're going out, someone else calls in. Okay, thanks for filling in.
If you hear my morning show, I bring it heavy for 2 hours. So if you haven't gotten to my listen to my morning show in Studio A, let's just say, I dropped the hammer. I can promise you that.
All right, I'll check it out.
All right, thanks, Bruce. Bye. All right, everybody, this is Mitch sitting in for Jim Fetzer as he's doing some legal work and legal business today. So give us a call at 540-352-4452. I know I opened up the lines really early, and, you know, I hate to repeat all the stuff I said this morning, but, you know, I have all those bookmarks. I have all that data. I have all that information that I talked about earlier this morning. And we can get into some of that. And we can get into some other stuff, too. So let's get into, the Ukraine. Of course, the Ukraine is, we got about 2 minutes to the break. So a quick little update on Ukraine. The war grinds on, you know, the threat of nuclear false flags, whether it be from Russia or be from Ukraine, seems to have, subsided. Is that threat over? No. There is a different threat going on, and Bruce had spoke briefly about a speech that was given by Vladimir Putin, which he called for a new world order, an order not led by the United States of America and the West, who is essentially a bully and is trying to dictate to the world how everybody else should live. So give us a call here. We're coming up on the break. Hopefully, you know, I don't know. Jim will be back Monday. He's okay. He's not hurt. He's not injured. I actually texted with him here briefly before the show, and he's, you know, how should we say it? He's on the road. He's doing some work, and he's getting it straight. So after the break, we're going to talk about the COVID vaccine. We're going to talk about crime in the European Union. And we're going to talk about replacement of the populations. That's some of the things that I was talking about this morning. Quebec doctors call for a complete and immediate ban of COVID jabs for kids. There's so much information out here. You have to listen to Revolution Radio to get it all. We'll be right back.
Was it a conspiracy?
Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, this is a drill, on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of a library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome. Howdy, howdy. Hey, this is Mitch, Jim's producer, and of course, I have my own shows here on Revolution Radio. Sitting in, covering for Jim as he's off doing legal business today. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We're streaming around the world on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomony, and dozens more. come on down and join us on Roku TV. That reminds me, I got to get that link so I can send it to somebody who was trying to find us on Roku TV. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Call in to listen. Studio B, 518-906-1859. To call in and listen on your smartphone to Studio B, you can come on over to Revolution Radio FreedomSlips.com and join us there. You can join the become over here at the Chatsy chat room. You know, memes, Judson Die, aka Navy, and Natcha Pacha Punka. I can't pronounce Pat Rapid in Russian or whatever the hell that is. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Good afternoon, Mr. Rowe, Omega Logos and Fleeced. Yes. So, Dry Fly Guy, they're all over here in the Revolution Radio chat room. So you can come on down and join us over there. And don't forget, if you miss this show or any of the shows on Revolution Radio, you can get them at revolutionradioarchives.com. It's a lot to type out. You can make a mistake. Just go to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. And you can, how should we say it? You can go on over there, click on the archive link. Takes you straight there. Yeah. And, the P number. Hey, I think he's confused. Anyway, I hope little SDM is doing okay. Anyway, so join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Call to listen. And remember, the station is listener supported and commercial free. 70, 80 hosts. I've lost track, in all honesty. I don't do a head count of current hosts here on Revolution Radio, Studios A and Studio B. And believe me, Studio B is as good as Studio A. It truly is an eclectic schedule that is here on Revolution Radio. You can get hardcore conspiracy shows like Jim's here and others. You can get spiritual shows of all kinds. Of course, Michael J. with The Road to Damascus at 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock here in Revolution Radio Studio B. His Adventures, The Feral Hippie. I'm telling you, just so much great programming here at Revolution Radio. If you can donate, and it does simply help us all. Don't forget jimfetzer.org. Is that his latest iteration of his website? I know he had to modify his name, so he could. You know, they took everything, which was bullshit. They just should have been able to take anything related to Stupid Hook. International PSYOP in one way or another. Let's get over here and find some news and information that you can believe in. Substantial evidence. COVID-19 was the result of a laboratory incident. According to a United States Senate report, a Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, Pensions, an interim report from October 27, 2022, titled An Analysis of the Origins of the COVID-19 Pandemic, has revealed that the origins of COVID are more likely based in a lab as part of a research-related incident and not a zoonotic result or cause. The report says the result of a bipartisan committee, health, education, labor, pensions, the health committee, oversight into the origins of SARS. It provides a lengthy analysis that reviews publicly available data, open source information, to examine the two prevailing theories of the origin of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Among other conclusions, the report notes substantial evidence suggests that the COVID-19 pandemic was the result of research-related incident associated with a laboratory in Wuhan, China. Well, that's pretty evident and clear. However, nearly 3 years after the beginning of this pandemic, critical evidence would prove that the emergence of SARS and the resulting pandemic was caused by natural or zoonotic spillover is still left to be found. It's missing. It's nowhere. It's invisible because it's just something that's made up because they want to say it came from a lab. Don't blame us. It came from a lab. Yeah, see, my brain is doing a, what they call those things? I'm just telling the truth. My brain doesn't want to lie, man. I'm sorry. I don't have a lie switch. That's why I'm not a good politician. I can't tell anybody all this stuff, blow smoke up their ass and kiss it at the same time. I'm not built like that. I don't function like that. I can't help. I have Freudian slips left and right because I don't keep a secret. I just tell the truth. If you don't want the truth, don't ask, because if you ask, you may get more truth than you can handle. And that's a lot of people that ends up what their problem is. Ilhan Omar, the Somalian who married her brother so he could stay in the country illegally, is mad and upset and calls anti-war protesters dangerous propagandists for disrupting a town hall. Really? All the bullshit that the squat squad, that the load of horse shit clowns pull left and right at other people's meetings. And how dare you do it at their meeting? Then you're a dangerous propagandist. You know what a dangerous propagandist is? When somebody says after the towers on 9/11 fell, somebody said, some people did something. You know, this woman has attended a terrorist training camp. Okay. Today, the people don't know the difference between truth and reality. They would think that's almost a Saturday Night Live skit, when the Saturday Night Live skit is really, what's her name? Sarah Palin, standing there saying, I can see Alaska, I can see Russia from my house here. That line that's attributed to Sarah Palin came from a Saturday Night skit that was done. She never said it. And today, people would swear up and down she said it. She never uttered it. She never said it. She never spoke it out of her mouth. But they did on Saturday Night Live. And if it was a caricature of Sarah Palin, then she really said it. Yeah, that's how crazy this is. In the biggest smack down in recent history in the loony left arena. The 30 individuals who wrote up a peace letter were essentially put in front of a circular firing squad and shot the other day in front of everybody. Yes, the unferreted truth. The squad and some other peace-loving members of the Democrat Party, you know, trying to say we need an off-ramp in Ukraine. We need some way to try to tamp this down. And what happened? Oh, they got reamed. They got raped. They were essentially told, shut the hell up, get back in your corner. Who in the hell do you think you are? Do you think you're congresswomen? Do you think you're congressmen? You get your shit together and you do what we say. That's what these 30 people were told to do, okay? Pramila Jayapal, so-called, you know, activist and progressive, you know, they circulated the letter and, you know, they withdrew it because they have no heart. They're afraid because the party itself is threatening to cut them off. Well, I'll tell you right now. As the 30 signatures found themselves what some people call bot bomb, fighting off accusations of collaborationism and fascist sympathy, those 30 should have walked. They should have formed their own independent party. Now, we all know Bernie Sanders is rode by Hillary Clinton, put away wet with some severe anal bleeding after the 2016 election. And we can see how Bernie acquiesced to the system as he was essentially the front runner again until the system decided that they needed a hand puppet by the name of Joe Biden. So, I don't expect any of them to act as independents. I expect all of them to acquiesce to the party power and the party structure, and they will essentially do as a liberal does. They will suck it up for their liberal causes and hold their breath instead of speak the truth. I truly believe that any politician that is running for political office, that they must tell the truth, that they can't wiggle, they can't lie, they can't squiggle, they can't try to parse words. They can't have their campaign staff says, well, he supports health care when they're talking about abortion. Well, let me tell you what, health care to an infant that's in the womb, hey, that ain't health care. You know, abortion is like a death sentence to a baby that a woman is carrying. Oh, yeah. See, we talked about Paul Pelosi. Pardon me. Excuse me. Let's see. Amazon. Amazon lost a shitload of money. Facebook lost a bunch of money. Mark Zuckerberg is said to have lost $100 million. Okay. Amazon company corporation itself was allegedly lost $1 trillion in market value. They have bombed. Okay. Oh, there it was. It was a day early, but Jerry Lee Lewis has passed away earlier this week. Jerry Lee Lewis. died. His death had been erroneously been reported on Wednesday, but Judas his 720 was by his side as he passed at his home in Modesto County, Mississippi. So yeah, time is done. God bless. God bless. Anyway, Chuck Schumer was caught on a hot mic as he has said that the Democrats, particularly himself, talking about the Senate is in danger as Warnock in Georgia battling Herschel Walker is going downhill and swinging fast. Listen, this is what happens when you do not have accurate polling. The mainstream media polling systems or polling people have never learned their lesson. They have never stopped trying to rig the poll. They have never stopped trying to rig perception, even if it is a few points, even if it is to hedge somebody here and hedge somebody there. The mainstream media and mainstream polling is not accurate at all. Okay? Period. End of story. Okay? Here, is this it? Let's see. Where's that? Oh, pardon me. Hey, pardon me, everybody. I goofed. Hang on a second. Let me get that audio for you. I must be getting tired. I gotta eat something. Okay, here's that audio on that clip.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was caught on a hot mic discussing the upcoming midterm elections with President Joe Biden. Earlier today, Schumer and Governor Kathy Hochul greeted Biden as he touched down in Syracuse, New York. During their exchange, Schumer's mic picked up his conversation with the president on election strategy. Schumer mentioned Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's highly criticized debate performance against Dr. Mehmet Oz, warning that Democrats are in danger of losing the Pennsylvania Senate.
You know, it looks like
Schumer also said that he believes the Democrats are beginning to pull ahead in Nevada. However, it was not clear which race in Nevada Schumer was referring to. The governor's race between Democrat Steve Sisolak and Republican challenger Joe Lombardo, or the Senate race between Republican Adam Laxalt and Democrat Catherine Cortez Mastro. With midterms only weeks away and many races too close to call, lawmakers from both parties are scrambling to pick up as many votes as possible.
And I'd be willing to bet that many are not going to ask Joe Biden to come on by. I think one of the, John Fetterman in Pennsylvania is toast. Now, if you want to really find out the truth and, you know, going on right now, I would advise you to go over to the People's Pundit Daily and their Locals channel. If you really want to get the inside information for $5 or $10 a month, that's one of the few places that I would go. In all honesty, that's the only pollster that I know that has accurate polling data that has been consistent. If you notice, many of these pollsters have been coming out and they've been, they've been having what they call dramatic swings, and there haven't been dramatic swings. it has been steadily Democrats losing their ass. And they keep trying to say that the Democrats are winning, but it's not true. And just saying it doesn't manufacture that fact. It can give you a few points in an election. It can help you with perception, but it can't help you with reality. Not as much as you think it should. So anyway, yeah, we got a few minutes before the break. I saw just on Twitter that this coming week, I don't know if it has happened yet, but all those that have been suspended, Paul Sperry, the Gateway Pundit, Project Veritas, Mike Lindell, the Babylon Bee, MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene's personal account, Emerald Robinson, James O'Keefe, Juanita Broderick, Robert Malone, and Tracy Beans, True the Vote, Steve Bannon, Alex Barrison, and Donald J. Trump are expected to be back on the platform sometime this coming week. So there you go. If you were asking about changes at Twitter and what is going to start going on there, that is one of the things that you should be aware of. Some of the reports I see is that people who have been shadow banned are now gaining followers left and right. And some of them tens of thousands of followers a day after the restrictions on their accounts and the shadow banning has been removed. So hopefully we'll get some free speech going on. The question is, will we have free thought? I have always believed at Twitter and at many social media outlets that the bots and the algorithms themselves are essentially used as a mind control technique of putting an image or words or music into somebody's head or in front of their eyes. And that person, yeah, here's the thing, that person just is unaware of the subconscious brainwashing that they are receiving just by reading their social media feed. And they may get irritated here and there as they see pictures and advertisements and stuff that they don't really want. But what they don't realize is all of that stuff has a cumulative effect on the brain. We'll be right back after these station promotions. Give us a call, 540-352-4452. Give us a... Tell us what's on your mind.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, everybody. Howdy, howdy. Hey, this is Mitch sitting in for Jim Fetzer. Big shoes to fill. Well, I can't fill them. Jim is a legend in his own right. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Give us a call and join us at 540-352-4452. And let us know what you think and what you have going on. Media panic ensues as the gates of hell have opened at Twitter. In fact, there was a secret, what do you call that? There was a secret audio leaked from the lunchroom. At Twitter. Pay attention. That's right. Hey, Paul, how you doing? We've joined Paul. Good afternoon, Mr. Paul.
what kind of raw deal is this? There's no Jim Fetzer to drop. Hang up on me, Mitch.
Well, hang on. Let me make you feel at home. Goodbye, Paul. No, I'm just kidding. God bless you.
Drop him. So, yeah, interesting. So that clip that you just played, what was that from? I was actually waiting.
Oh, that's some screaming liberal clip I have. I use for audio clips here and there. I think they were having a pink hat meltdown, I think is where it came from. But
there's nothing so satisfying to me as liberal screaming. I don't know about you, but it's very soothing and comforting.
Well, yeah, I hate to hear babies cry, even if they're 25 and 30 year olds.
Yeah, no, it's not a pleasant sound, but you know, I got to admit, they're not wired right. They can't be. I mean, part of it is male versus female brain. There's no doubt about it, because far more women are likely to fall for this stuff than men. But, you know, you see it in a lot of males too. You know, it's inculcated from a very young age, they're overwhelmed. They're swimming in the soup of equity and equality and, diversity and just everything. Just it permeates their body and mind, you know, in ways that we just can't really know for sure, because it's ongoing conditioning for decades now. And, yeah, we shall see. It's going to be interesting times. I'm not so sure that Elon Musk is going to change anything overall. You know, we'll see what happens. He's hard to be trusted given, you know, his background and the sort of
self-driving cars? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's not so much that. It's just I don't think that he is who he's been portrayed to be. There's a lot of good research on this out there, and you know, some of his lineage is actually hidden. People have tried to, you know, do, you know, go further than just his parents and so forth. And, you know, you run into, you know, issues. And of course the numbers about, you know, his money and his worth just don't really add up when you consider that some of these ventures are just not really making money. I mean, how much money does SpaceX actually make? And it's been reported that Tesla is mostly, has not been or is not a profitable company.
It's so, not,
and there's a lot of evidence that there was intelligence money from InQtel, among other places, that, you know, funded a lot of these ventures. So, but you know, it like I said, it makes for good theater, and we shall see. Anybody that at least says things that's on our side is temporarily on our side until further notice. I could say that.
I agree. I understand. But, you know, Elon, I guess he wouldn't get in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission if he sold a car that he says it's a dumb car. It will crash. You know. But,
and, you know, the thing is, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
You're out in that land of fruit and nuts, okay? You're out in California, okay?
Right.
What's the price of of a gallon of milk or eggs or beef or
whatever? It varies by store, but on average, a gallon of milk is going to be like $5 or $6. And, you know, half gallon depends on the brand. Cause that's the one thing we still have out here. I don't know about where you are, but we have lots of choice. I mean, I can go to one of two stores, either Knob Hill, you know, Raley's Knob Hill, or I could go to Safeway. Also I could go to Lucky. There's at least 4 or 5 different brands of milk, and there might even be another one or two. And at least one or two of those 4 or 5 brands is organic. So you have quite a bit of choice. So, and then eggs, it depends. You know, you can get like organic free range. Those are the premium. Those are the most viable eggs, in my opinion. They're both actual, what they call pastured as well as organic. And those are around $6 or $7 a dozen. But you can get just like what they call free range, which is not the same as pastured. They just kind of let them out of their cage. And you can get free range and or organic for like $4 or $5 a dozen. So, there you go. That's the grocery report.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. You know, it's by the way, qualification for eggs. You know, they come out of chicken's butt. Okay, that's for that. You know, anyway. They raise 100,000 chickens. I mean, this is funny. They raise 100,000 chickens in one barn, you know, and they effectively crap on the floor. They, you know, go around and shovel some of it up, but because it decomposes, it makes the barn warm, which makes it the chickens grow faster. And, oh, man, it's if people actually saw how those factory farms grew the beef or the chickens and hogs in particular, if people actually saw that, you know, I don't care if you're eating it, you still wouldn't want that animal to be treated like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a farm animal, and I know, you know, I'm looking at cheeseburger and pork chop, you know, I'm looking at my chicken breast, you know, hey, leg and thigh, how you doing? You know, but they still don't deserve to effectively live covered in their own feces, you know?
Right. And I totally agree with that. And I think that farming operations and agriculture should be limited in scale and should be much more localized with actual incentives. Absolutely. For people that have the inclination to work a small to medium-sized farm. And that should be subsidized instead of all the other BS, all the speculating and all the other nonsense. I mean, when you think about the amount of money that's made with gambling in the stock market and gambling in commodities and gambling in all the various currency tradings and so forth, it's just absurd when we could actually be paying or subsidizing people to grow, you know, local, good quality produce and animal products. And the animals could be treated more humanely, because when you get a corporation involved and they have all this profit motive and all this consolidation, you know, they're just going to be able to do, you know, whatever they want with very little oversight. I mean, most of these agencies are going to be bought and paid for. And yeah, it's sad. You know, it's kind of like the lowest common denominator of treatment towards the greatest gain in profit. And it's not what a natural human would be doing naturally if he had an interest on his small to medium-sized farm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, look, we don't crap where we sleep. And that's essentially what corporations do today, you know?
The answer, people don't want to hear it, but the answer is socialism, or what they call national socialism. The answer is certainly not Jewish capitalism, which basically the Jews have got us all to worship money, the acquisition of, you know, material gain in this world at almost any cost. And, you know, capital, in my opinion, or money, should be only the servant of man, and that the virtuous life of man should be the goal or the ideal. And it's, you know, as you stated before,
God forbid if we just sat around and enjoyed ourselves, you know, instead of spend all our money on frivolous bullshit, you know, all of our future wealth, you know, that we save, that we bank, you know, our blood, sweat, and tears.
and be all stressed out in the bargain, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, gosh. Hey, any local news out there? Any more local news? Have you heard about with your cousin Paul Pelosi and the break-in at his house and beating him with a hammer?
I heard about that. I don't really know much about it, but I did take in a little video clip on YouTube the other day from a local news station. And they talked about this one neighborhood in San Francisco in this particular district. I actually know, been to that area before, because San Francisco is not that big of a place, but there's a lot of very distinct districts to it. And anyway, they opened up a sober living, like drug rehab type facility in this area. And so now local residents and local business owners have been arming themselves with like baseball bats and tasers. because the people that are hanging out, what they do basically is they go to this rehab center, right, and they hang out there for a while, then they go get high somewhere, typically not that far from the area, and then they'll come back when they're coming down and they'll hang out at the rehab center, and a lot of them are just not mentally well. A lot of them, of course, are strung out sort of criminal types. And there's been so many instances of people being accosted and just hassled. So, of course, now there's another screaming vocal minority, and they interviewed the head of the center, and she's obviously some kind of a lesbian dyke sort of woman. And she's like, well, we're part of the community, too. And, you know, when you look at it, yeah, you're part of the community to destabilize the rest of the normal law-abiding community. It's just a mess. Where
they never say that about the strip club. They never say the strip club. That's part of the community.
Right.
No, I never hear that.
Drug addicts, basically, drug addicts and vagrants and homeless alcoholics are a part of the community. This is the new brainwashing.
Right.
It's worse out here, but it's the same everywhere.
Right.
And they're catering to these people. It's like a totally dystopic and dysgenic philosophy to spend much, if any, resources on the least capable and the worst, performers in society. I'm not saying we need to be cruel to them, but we need to have like a discipline and just want to interact and carry on. Because when you devote all kinds of resources to this sort of an issue, you tend to just cultivate more of that issue, and people become dependent upon this treatment they're receiving. Like, oh, here's a rehab center. Oh, here's some food for you. Oh, here's this, here's that. And pretty soon that just reinforces their ridiculous behavior.
Well, I've decided to go on vacation to California. While I'm there, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to get $800 a month so I don't murder anybody. I want to pitch a tent down there on Huntington Beach, down there right there, you know, above the waterline, you know, so I don't have to pay a hotel. Is there any place out there where, you know, a homeless touristy guy can go get free meals, or do they arrest the little old ladies out there too? No, I'm just kidding. But somebody could go literally, somebody ought to do that on a YouTube channel. You know, the homeless tourist, you know? More than 200.
I don't know. That's funny stuff. So where's this 800 month coming from? Are you just pulling that figure out of your hat?
No. I pulled that out of my brain. My ass didn't have anything to do with it. If you're a convicted murderer in the state of California, they will pay you $800. What is it? A month, I believe. It's like $8,000 stipend or something a year or something. So you don't commit any more murders. So you don't go back to jail.
You have to be.
I mean, you gotta love California, man. Damn.
You have to be making that up.
No, I'm not. I wish I was. I wish I was.
Well, tell you what,
go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
I'll take a whole lot less money than that. You know, if you just pay me, say, $450 a month, I won't murder anybody.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I mean, God. I mean, hey, the privilege of shoplifting in some places in California. I mean, where else can you get privilege like that?
They should pay people not to shoplift. You know, that's a good idea there.
But it's insanity that what is normal, considerate community behavior, you know, it's like they make every excuse in the book for it, you know, and some of those excuses extend all the way back to slavery. And it's like, do they still say that, people in Chinatown have been discriminated against because they were forced to be, you know, work on the railroad and be coolies, you know, many years ago.
I
mean, do they still
I don't
do that? I mean, talk about that.
I have no idea. I don't know. But if I was in charge, they would still do it. I like that idea.
Okay.
Cool. We'll make it coolies, you know, breaking gravel up, and then also laundry camps. I like the idea of like a laundry camp outside the city limits, you know, where, you know, that way all the.
Well, I did hear. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, well, I don't know if a lot of people know this. I didn't know it until I started interacting with a couple of these dry cleaners. But so a lot of these dry cleaning places, you know, they also offer laundry, a conventional laundry. You drop your clothes off, they'll wash them, you know, press them or whatever, turn them back. Not just dry clean, but actual normal laundry. But they mostly all send them out. I don't think there's a one I found that does it on site. But basically, so there's like these laundry plants. And they just send it out, and, you know, people do the laundry, and then they send it back to the dry cleaner.
Well, there you go. You know, if you got a landlord, you can do a laundry business where your landlord's washer out, dryer out, don't have to worry about it. Oh my God!
Well, anyway, this is a scintillating broadcast here, huh?
Oh yeah. So. What do you have to say, since you are a Californian, and I know you are just so in love with your governor? Do you have any comment on his wife being insulted at the Harvey Weinstein trial as called just another bimbo by Harvey Weinstein's defense team?
Well, this is the first I'm hearing of it. I don't.
Okay.
This is the first I don't keep up with it normally, that kind of news. So.
Well, I was laughing about it because, you know, it was a little blurb, and you know they took a whole day to talk about Harvey Weinstein's deformed genitals. You know, dick's crumpled up, or whether the head is shanked, or whether it's his balls are out of whack. I don't know. I don't care. But oh my God, if you have to spend time, that's not about evidence. That's just about embarrassing him, I guess. I mean, it's just.
Well, this is the kind of thing that they give us. They basically are mocking us. They're mocking Christian white America. This is what they're about. That's what they like to do it. They enjoy it. I generally try not to pay attention to it. I don't even like talking about it. But can you just imagine the sight of Harvey Weinstein without his clothes? I mean, the man's ugly enough fully clothed. But can you imagine without his clothes what that man must look like? Oh, my God. Horrifying.
Shit, I won't even stand in front of the mirror naked anymore. Hell, what do you mean?
Shit.
What's the song? I don't look good naked anymore. I forgot who played that, but yeah. Where's Jim, man? We could get Jim in on this discussion. He might try to.
What was he doing today? Something called him away.
Well, he has some legal business to do with an appeal he was filing.
Appeal.
So, yeah.
You mean like with his Supreme Court case?
I believe so, yeah. Of some kind.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We gotta talk to that.
That's
man.
Right. So the jig's not up yet.
Well, I just think, you know, he's a slow learner, you know. I learned a while ago that there's nothing to be gained by spending any time and effort in these courtrooms, you know.
The system is the way it is, and it grinds every person or everybody that engages in it and tries to think. You can't change it because it grinds you to fit the system. You can't grind this or ground the system out to fit you. And I think that's one of the mistakes Trump made too in trying to do, you know, all the things that he was trying to do.
Well, you know what it does? Sorry about that. I dropped the phone. What it does is it makes you swallow a bitter pill. You know, the experience that you can have is, I would call it akin to finding out that your business partner who you trusted, stole money, or that wife who you trusted cheated on you. I think it's a very similar feeling. You know, when you go into court and you find out how they run the game, how they basically will ignore the law if it suits them, and they will apply the law to you if it suits them. And
Absolutely. Basically
you're generally not going to get a square deal. And it doesn't really matter what the law books say. It doesn't really matter
right.
what the case law has already been decided. They'll make you appeal. In other words, oh, you can always appeal. Yeah, okay, sure, fine.
Yeah, and you know, you either have no standing or you're too early or you're too late. And then, oh, well, what if you should have been here before? Well, I was. You said I was too early. Oh, shit, now you're too late. I mean, oh, you should have done it while it was happening. I did, you know. And that's the kind of some of the stuff that Trump ran into. I mean, every lawsuit, they never even really looked at the evidence. They said, oh, well, we'll dismiss it on this procedural grounds for this or for that or something else. And, you know, people
think,
oh, well, Trump, you know, he's like Fetz. He got into court. But then they say, tough shit, whatever, goodbye. You know, I mean, that's the sorry, Jim, but.
I felt
he really
sorry pretty much.
Shafted from the very beginning.
Well, I felt bad from the beginning. The minute that he said, I heard him when he was talking about on the air, when he was talking about the suit in Wisconsin, he said that truth is the ultimate defense. I knew he was in trouble, but there's nothing we could do to talk him out of it.
Yeah, I understand. I just think all those clowns are public figures. They're not private individuals, anything. They may not like it, but just with what happened at the school and the murders and the killings of, and whether you believe that happened or not, that it, and they claim it happened, that automatically makes them a public figure. They may want to make it a limited public figure, but if they step up like they have been, it makes them more of a public figure. So, I really think that was one of the first downfalls in Jim's defense. So, but that's
well, listen,
it.
I'm
you know, we all look
just,
at things differently, and
I was just doing some tasks and some chores, you know, listening. I thought I'd call in and help you fill a little bit of time, and I hope I did so. And thanks for filling in for Jim. We appreciate you filling in for Jim, Mitch, and we appreciate all the work that you do there at Revolution Radio.
Thanks. Yeah, Chicago Brew had called earlier, and he never heard my morning show. And, you know, there's
really?
A lot of times. Yeah. And, you know, I laugh because, you know, I'm kind of like the Alex Jones of Revolution Radio sometimes, you know. I'm blasting the hell out of
him. I've heard you be super energetic. Sometimes, you know, that first hour or so, or when you're like under some coffee and you got really a burr up your saddle, boy, you can really be firing.
Well, you have to. You have to. You can't stand up. You can't stop. Well, thanks for calling, Paul.
Yeah.
About ready to hit the break. Thank you very much.
Okay.
God bless you.
Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. This has been The Raw Deal. Mitch setting in for Jim. God bless. Good day and good luck.
Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence